The Philippines has the largest Catholic population in Asia and the third largest in the world. The numbers have given the church a powerful voice in shaping the country's politics. Recently, members of the clergy forcefully weighed in on a long simmering dispute between the Philippines and China over access to the South China Sea. Six bishops last month issued an unusually combative pastoral exhortation. In it, they said that China's aggressive incursions were hurting local fishermen. On a recent trip to the Philippines, RFA and Binar News correspondent Luna Pham visited several Catholic dioceses to learn more about the issues highlighted by the bishops in their recent statement.
Manalangin kayo mga kapatid upang ang paghahay natin ay kalugdan ng Diyos sa mga makapangyarihan.
Bishop Bartolome Santos Jr. leads the Sunday Mass at San Augustine Cathedral in Iba, in the province of Zambales. The 300-year-old Baroque Cathedral, set in limestone and coral, is the main church of the Diocese of Iba, where 700,000 Catholics live. It's just a couple of weeks to Easter, and the bishop is preaching about Jesus' resurrection. But, as he told me during an interview in his office, something else has been weighing on his mind too. The effect China's claims in the South China Sea is having on the fishermen among his flock.
The province of Zambales is a coastal province, and we richly and majority depends on the seafood or what we catch on the sea. The livelihood of our people dependent on what we have on the seaside.
Fishermen here have long relied on the Scarborough Shoal, an atoll 124 nautical miles or 230 kilometers west of Zambales. Called Bajo de Masinloc by the locals, the shore was where they fished and also sheltered from typhoons. But since 2012, Chinese Coast Guard ships have tried to block Filipino fishermen from the area to devastating effect. At the Masinloc market these days, it's mostly anchovies, mackerels and small tuna for sale. Shoppers say they don't see as many big groupers and bluefin tuna as before. Blocked from resource-rich areas around the shore, some of the men and women who toil the sea said their catch has dropped by two-thirds. Ptolomeo Farones told me that he himself had to quit fishing as the owner of the fishing boat he used to work on was forced to sell it because of financial losses. Now Farones makes a living as a janitor at a local school. Bishop Bartolome Santos Jr.
Unfortunately, because of the limited economic boundary, then the livelihood of our poor fisher folks became less and less. Now we have to do something about it.
What Bishop Santos Jr. did, along with five other Catholic leaders, is release a letter last month condemning the Chinese Coast Guard for preventing Filipino fishing boats from operating in the West Philippine Sea, the part of the South China Sea that Manila claims control of. Aggressive incursions by Chinese ships have wrought havoc on the lives of our fisherfolk, the statement says. Now Filipino fishermen have to venture far into the open sea, risking their lives to make a catch. At the Second Thomas shore of the coast of Palawan, Chinese and Philippine Coast Guard vessels have been confronting each other in recent months. Bishop Broderick Pabilo, an outspoken priest serving in Taytay in northern Palawan, also signed the February the 8th letter. Pabilo noted the fact that in 2016, a UN tribunal ruled that almost all Chinese claims in the South China Sea are illegal.
And that has already been decided by the international law that it belongs to us. We should not allow China to take over.
The bishops are also critical of their own government. Its response to Chinese incursions amounts to a policy of appeasement. It is unjust for the leaders of our country to allow our own fisherfolk to be driven out, they say.
We are calling the government to be more firm about its stand to protect our territorial waters, our sovereignty, which is being taken over by China. I don't know what China will do, but I think we are doing something, making China realize that we will not take this sitting down.
Justin Bacuso, a Philippine security analyst, said that the statement from the bishops is remarkable for its combative tone and that it could put further pressure on the government to confront China.
This is the first time that they've spoken with this tone. Because before, the usual tactic of before is that they will issue an oratio impera, which is sort of like a call for prayer. But this time, this is very explicit. This is a political statement, and it's very much directed at the government. It's directed at China.
More than 90 million Filipinos, or 81% of the country's population, call themselves Catholics, giving the church hefty political influence. Criticism from priests like Broderick Pabilo are thought to have cut public support for former President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs. Decades earlier, religious groups led by Cardinal James Sin, the Archbishop of Manila, played an important role in mobilizing protests that eventually forced President Ferdinand Marcos to flee to exile. Now Marcos' son, Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., is in power after winning the election to replace Duterte, who was ineligible to run again. Marcos Jr. has vowed to support the embattled Filipino fishermen and defend the country's sovereignty against Chinese threat. The letter from the bishops marks the Catholic Church as an ally in his efforts. War is not a moral option, but if diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis fail, then the Philippines should appeal to its allies, are named in the letter, to help defend what is ours. The United States has pledged to support the Philippines militarily should it be attacked by a third party. Bishop Santos Jr.
Of course, the Catholic Church is not an armed organization, but we need to be proactive in one way or another, but also stand beside our people. We also have to give them hope, and we also have to give them at least the energy and encouragement not just to give up, but still, we have to stand our ground.